no matter what position you occupy, if you follow the instructions of God, you are going to prosper. It is just there for anybody, any class, any position, a man or a woman in any situation. You follow it, is going to be well with you. That is, if our leaders can follow the principles of God, they will continue to be successful. If a pastor continue to follow the principle of God, he will continue to prosper. If the man of the house, the woman of the house, a son or a daughter in the house follow the principle of God, we continue to prosper. God wants to bless us abundantly. If the Lord has enlarged the coast of this church like this, He can enlarge us more than this. We continue to follow the principles of God.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
When we say torpedo, torpedo is something that can wreck, something that can pull down, something that can destroy, something that bring complete destruction. And so, the topic is torpedo. Let's say torpedo.
Torpedo.
Under that, I have a subtitle that I call A Man That God Stop Using. A Man That God Stop Using. Are we listening? What can bring a man into a situation that God stop using him? I want a feedback from you, people of the Lord. What a situation that can make God to stop using a man. Remember, we're talking about torpedo. So now we're talking about the instrument, ingredients of torpedo in the life of a man of God. Pride, yes?
Sin.
Sin, uh-huh.
When you want to feel that you are above God, more than God.
When you feel like you are above God, which is also pride, yes? Everybody, let's contribute. What can make God to stop using a person? When you decide to follow your own path instead of following God's order. Yes? Yes, I am.
If you worship other gods.
When you worship other God, other except God of heaven. Yes, torpedo.
By not obeying the commandment.
By not obeying the commandment, yes.
Backslide.
When you backslide, we have done well. So, anything that is not right can bring anybody down. But now we're talking about a person that God has been using, a man of God or a woman of God. It takes more than mere small things to bring that person down. But to think like anybody is invaluable, you are making a big mistake. Everybody say, I cannot fall. That person hasn't seen anything in life. Because every man, every woman is valuable. So we all have to be careful. Your position in the presence of God can be taken over by someone else. There was a man called Saul in the Bible that he didn't see himself to be anybody. It was Samuel that discovered him, and himself, he went into hiding. But once he got to the power, after some times, his mind got blown up and he lost everything in the process. Proverbs chapter 3. Let's read from verse 1. My son, do not fret my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will have to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possession and with the first fruit of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gains than the fine gold. Amen. From where we what we have read here, it tells us that God does not segregate, even though we human beings we segregate. We poor, we don't like rich people. But as far as God is concerned, God sees everybody equally. And what we read here, if a rich man follows it, that person will succeed. If a poor man follows it, he is going to succeed. If you are the head of the house, you follow it, you are going to prosper. If you had the servant in the house, you follow it, you are going to prosper. No matter what position you occupy, if you follow the instructions of God, you are going to prosper. It is just there for anybody, any class, any position, a man or a woman in any situation. You follow it, it's going to be well with you. That is, if our leaders can follow the principles of God, they will continue to be successful. If a pastor continues to follow the principle of God, he will continue to prosper. If the man of the house, the woman of the house, a son or a daughter in the house follow the principle of God, we continue to prosper. God wants to bless us abundantly. If the Lord has enlarged the coast of this church like this, he can enlarge us more than this. We continue to follow the principles of God. Amen.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
Amen.
Amen.
What are we talking about today is that what can bring a man down, the opposite of it can lift a man up. Are you following? Anything that can bring a man down, if a man does the opposite, it can lift him up. Okay? When we ask the question, what can bring a person down? Somebody said pride. That means if a person remains humble, God will continue to elevate that person. Right? If a person does not follow the leadership, the commandment of God, just like one of you have said, if that person continues to follow the commandment, God, what happened? He continues to be elevated. I may not like your face. People may not like your face. But as much as you follow that principle, God will continue to elevate you. In the bank of God, there is plenty, abundance of rooms, blessings to enrich anybody and help that person succeed. The more you do it, the better you become. You know, we human beings say, But as far as God is concerned, he hasn't seen anything yet, because in as much as you follow the principle, you will continue to prosper in all your ways. Amen.
Amen.
Where are you, sons and daughters of God? Where have you been? How far have you gone? If you stay on that path, if it's a true path, hey, lo and behold, by this time next year, you look back, you will see God has multiplied you. Maybe one day, if I feel like I have done enough for God, then God stop using me. I mean, looking back, I can count on one thing or the other that I've been able to achieve for the name of God. But if I look at that and I feel like I've done enough, then God will go and look for somebody else that he still sees that he hasn't done so much, and he will continue to use that person. And if me, save me, he still see that I haven't done anything for God, then God has a lot of room to occupy in my life and still continue to use me, in as much I am not too full of myself. Amen?
Amen.
Torpedo! Listen, from what we have read in verse 7, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7, First of all, verse 1, the one reading now, I want you to follow me. He said, my son, do not forget my law. Don't forget. Somebody say, don't forget.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
Remember how you got here. Remember how you got here. You know, all of us, many of us, we are walking, right? The time you went for interview, you remember how you felt. You remember the type of prayer, the type of prayers that you pray. You remember. Some of us went into fasting. Do you see how that kind of heart, like you do now, at that same work? We relax, we become complacent. Right? Things change. You forgot. Bible is saying, the Lord is saying, remember. Don't forget. Remember. You were nobody when I made you somebody. You were not qualified when I gave it to you. Okay? Many heads never fertilize, but you fertilize. Okay? Many people die young, but you are still alive. Remember. Remember. You apply for it, you got it, remember. Some people have better credentials. Remember. He said, do not forget. If you don't forget, English people say sky is the limit. I always say heaven is the limit. You will continue to go higher. You will continue to grow stronger. You will continue to do excellence for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You know, one of those things we thank God for in this church is that we still remember. We still remember the name that God has called us. World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. What God has helped us to achieve this year, we didn't achieve it that last year. At least for the glory of God, today we can count on 14 languages that we have daily devotion every day, 365 days, in 14 languages. We did not achieve that last year. If you don't forget, the Lord will still continue to do more. Because one day, we'll be doing things and people will be interpreting in different languages at the same time. There are still many, many rooms to occupy. There are still many, many things that we can still do for God. Only if we remember. Let's move forward. In verse 7, what does verse 7 say? Somebody read verse 7 for us.
Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
It says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Somebody follow me?
Yes.
Don't be wise in your own eyes. Hey, I know some few people that they don't have advisors. You don't have to say it. You are already proving it that you are wise in your own eyes. The only thing you see is what is right. That means you are wise in your own eyes. You don't listen to other people's opinion. That means you are wise in your own eyes. When people correct you, you get offended. That means you are wise in your own eyes. When people don't have the same opinion, share your opinion, you abandon that person. You stay away. That means you are wise in your own eyes. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
See? This Ayo, I can only learn from him. If I'm humble enough, I can learn from you. Okay? If I'm too simple to do that. You will continue to grow if you are simple in the eyes of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Never think like what you have is more than God. You are nobody.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York, 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.